What's happening, Catskill? You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is Chuck Ansbacher, Broody Duck, signing off.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer.
Let's go!
This is a holy moment. The Spirit of God is in this place. It's a divine appointment to meet with Him face to face. This is an invitation. It's no accident you're here. So what are you waiting for?
Yes, Lord, yes. Meet us at the altar. We set up an altar here every Sunday morning at the Bright Side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You're listening to me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson and Catskill, New York. I am the perpetual optimist. And so we appropriately titled this broadcast, The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. I want to welcome back our audio engineer extraordinaire who has been campaigning. And now his campaign season is over for this time. And he's back, but he's working on the studio stuff. And he just wanted me to let you know that he's here and he ain't going nowhere. So hi, Brother Randall. I know you can't come on this morning because you're doing what you got to do. But we're so glad to see you. I'm glad to see you. I know you're here. And you've been here every Sunday morning. Praise be to God. Well, beloved, I'm glad you're here too. Yes, I am. We've got music for you. Music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music, amen, to let you lead better than you came. Yes, yes, yes. And listen, beloved, you know, they say music is the universal language, but let me tell you something about the good news music, all right? It will do something in the heart and in the soul, and we've got much more to go. I just want to back up and make a couple of announcements. Last week, I was remiss, beloved. I did not shout out those who worked so diligently. Wow, that wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. But the Juneteenth team, I want to shout you out. Those who celebrated and helped us celebrate Juneteenth and observe the history and legacy of our ancestry, I just want to say thank God for you. I felt like I was remiss. I didn't say enough about that. But thank you. I also want to announce that on tomorrow night at Bliss Tower, for those who live in the Lower Hudson community area, if you want to meet us, we're going to be at the community room at Bliss Tower to have a meet and greet and talk about a program that we are starting with some brothers and sisters and friends in the community, bro and sis, brothers restoring order, sisters in service. Amen. Glad to know that we've got a little help from our friends at Berkshire Taconic Foundation, and we're going to do a meet and greet and talk about uniting neighbors for safer streets. That's going to be at 5 o'clock at Bliss Tower. I want to get that out there before I forget in the end of the program. I forget to make some announcements. Also want to just say before I forget that Saturday is our celebration of the gospel. It's the gospel festival at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. At gates open at 4. The festival begins at 5. There will be wonderful music, speakers, testimony, prayer. Powerful prayer, powerful messages. There will be music for the heart, the mind, and the soul that is live. Our audio extraordinaire band, the Sweet Life Music Project, will be with us. Stars of Harmony will be with us. The Reverend Sharon Fuller, the gospel soloist, Carla Page will be with us. Pastor Karen Squires will be with us. Saxophone Zachary Biggers will be with us, and more. So we invite you, come on out, enjoy a wonderful day, hear the good word of the Lord, and I tell you, you won't leave the same. You won't leave the same, all right? We're going to have a pop-up clothing boutique, a few items that, you know, we want to just bless the community with that have been, we've been blessed with, and food, like I said, arts and crafts and games for the kids. So yeah, come on out and join us. And if you want to be all hands on decks with us, just let me know. Hit me up at gbiocnty@gmail.com. gbiocnty@gmail.com. God belongs in our county. Yes, yes, yes. God belongs in our country. We're gonna shift to God belongs in our country in this next year. After this season, we're gonna change that to God belongs in our country, because we done solidified that he's got our county. Amen. So praise be to God, beloved. We are going to look for you. And if you come through, shake my hand, say hello. All right. This is Pastor Kim, Overcomer Ministries, your perpetual optimist with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. I got a lineup, 7 songs back to back, 30 minutes of great music with you and me in mind all the time. Awesome, awesome. Paul's Pastor Charles Jenkins, Melissa Bethea, Trusting in God, James Fortune and Monica, I Believe It, John Reddick, I Believe, Marvin Sapp, There Is God, Donnie McClurkin, He'll Make It All Right, Julius Pearson. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Hear the music, hear the message, and be blessed.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. This is the worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice is safe. celebrate the awesome God.
Trusting God. Sing, Monica.
Why would I think that I can't handle this alone? When so many things in my life were going wrong. People I loved made promises they didn't keep.
It wasn't the first time.
I should have known better.
Yeah.
I tried to do better. There was no one to blame but me. For the times that my faith wasn't there.
But you were.
But you were, and you told me you cared. And the nights that I didn't feel safe. And this pain that I cannot explain.
That's all I'm doing.
So I'm just without here trusting God.
When I don't understand your plan for me.
And I'm just out here believing every word you promised me.
Yes.
And I'm just out here holding on.
That's all I can do. I won't give up.
And I won't give up because I know you won't give up on me.
Sometimes it's hard to believe. When life seems out of control,
be still and know,
be still,
that God
is in control.
Still in control.
When it doesn't make sense,
be still
and know,
be still, that my God.
You might have to cry, but you gotta know.
It's not just a story, it's a living, breathing, walking testimony. Love a God so good he'd leave his home in glory. For the world he loved, for the world that he so loved. It's not just a story. Yeah. I believe in the life of Jesus. I said I got here on my own. I'd be
Jesus. I believe that he conquered death. I believe in the resurrection.
And he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that's created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM in Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Listening to Mr. Bishop Marvin Sapp, I Believe. I believe
that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
I believe. as a believer, when you're going to question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah, your word is true.
I believe.
He'll make it all right. How can God make it all right? Pastor, you don't know what I've been through. I'm here to tell you. You just got to trust and believe. Wait and see. He has a way. Taking a tragedy and turning it into a triumph. A mess into a miracle. Pain into power. He can make it all right. Well, beloved, I'm here with my spiritual social commentary for today. You remember a simpler time, a time before climate change and global warming, a time when we only had to concern ourselves with whether the forecast was going to be accurate, a time when we didn't have to worry about air quality. I saw an article, and then I saw the news report on television about a swarm of gnats called aphids, I think it is, that had descended upon New York City. The article headline was that this looks like the end, biblical prophecies coming to pass. It was quickly explained away by scientists, and I'm not even going to get into that. But someone once said, don't urinate on my head and tell me it's raining, okay? But hey, for those who it works for them. You remember a time, beloved, when things was just so much simpler. Now I saw another article, and it said that there's 500 plus wildfires burning in Canada. 200 and plus out of control. Thankfully, they are burning in remote areas and most of them are not dangerous to residential communities. But we have the smoke that's rising from these fires and the particulates that they're carrying, and it's affecting the health of people all across the nation coming from Canada. Yes, beloved, you can remember simpler times. This week, the Supreme Court pooped all over, oh my goodness, student loan borrowers, most of whom are women and most of whom are Black. Then they pooped on affirmative action that was legislated in the 1960s to combat racial discrimination. Then it was later expanded to include gender discrimination. I think when a thing isn't what it's supposed to be, then you have a whole lot of other issues come into play. Affirmative action was supposed to help right the wrongs done to Black people in America. Oh my God, 400 years of free labor. Hundreds of years of not able to have education, not able to marry and maintain families. Well, that got pooped over. But you know what, beloved? As I was thinking about these things, I believe I heard a word from God in my spirit. And he reminded me of a scripture in Isaiah 49 and 15, which says, can a woman forget her nursing child or lack compassion for the son of her womb? Even if she could forget, I will not forget you. I want to share that with my brothers and sisters who are being told that, okay, so you had 60 years of affirmative action. Now it's done. Forget about it. Forget about all the hundreds of years. Forget about the legacy of institutional racism that was constructed. Forget about the barbaric history of slavery and its effect on your family and your psyche and your DNA and your place in our society. Forget about it. You got a couple of billionaires that's singing and playing basketball and, you know, they're doing some good things. You can be like them. Forget about it. But God says, amen, I won't forget you. I won't forget you. Beloved, God is giving us signs, I think. The government sure giving us signs. The Supreme Court's giving us signs. But I believe that, you know, God will use all these things to get our attention. And I believe that as we allow God to speak to us, we will consider his word where he tells us, return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Yes, if you're struggling with these things, you're struggling to make it from day to day. Everything is a struggle. Everything is toil and trouble. Amen. God says, return to me. Don't get distracted by the turmoil. Don't get distracted by the struggle. Return to me. Put your eyes on me. Pay attention to all that I have said to you. He said, look, make no mention of other gods. People are feeling like God has let them down and, you know, God is not doing enough. And so they're looking for other gods. But God tells us, don't even mention other gods on your lips. He told us in Exodus, you shall have no other gods before me. Listen, beloved, the Bible does not deny the existence of other gods. The plagues in Egypt were not just a war on Pharaoh. They were a war on the gods of Egypt. God is calling people back to himself. Return to find your first love, he tells the people of God in Revelation chapter 2. In Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 3, return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you. That's a nice segue, beloved, for me to share that we are going to be at the Columbia County Fairgrounds on Saturday, July 8th. The Lord saying the same. And people are coming from near and far, Poughkeepsie, Albany, Troy, all over the region and all over our county, to lift up the name of Jesus, to celebrate the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of God's love for us. It is an opportunity if you have strayed away to return. It is an opportunity if you've never met him to meet him. It's an opportunity to have your spirit lifted and your soul set on fire. I hope it becomes a desire for you to come and meet us there. There's a whole lot of places and a whole lot of things you could do and places you could be. But we want you to be where your soul can be set on fire and your spirit set free. Yes, beloved, join me and so many more. Sound of Life Radio, truck will be there and they're going to broadcast it live, beloved. Yes, I hope it's all right for me to say that. Sponsored in part by Community Bank and other friends. It's free and open to the public. Yes, beloved, God has not forgotten us, and we won't forget God. This is my spiritual social commentary for today. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're here with me on WGXC. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul for you. And I don't care what you do. I want you to remember God loves you. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. There's nothing really you can do about it. I'm amazed by you, God. I'm amazed by you. The Oral Roberts University Worship Choir sings this for us today.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How deep.
Amazed by God and how God loves me. Okay, I'm amazed by how God loves us in spite of us. Stiff-necked, rebellious, stubborn, spiteful, mean. Oh my goodness, but nothing can separate us from the love of God. It's amazing. Listen, beloved, I want to say to you that no matter how gray the day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. Don't quit on God. God won't quit on you. All right. Listen, again, Saturday, July 8th, the Columbia County Fairground. It's in Chatham, New York. Gates open at 4. Our festival starts at 5. And yes, if you want to help out, let us know. Hit me up at gbiocnty@gmail.com. All right. Also, want to wish you a very happy Independence Day. Happy Independence Day. Welcome to summer. Welcome to July. Pray that the month will go well for you. Keep your hand in the hand of the man, hallelujah, who stilled the waters and calmed the sea. I'm talking about Jesus. If you don't know him, get to know him. I tell you, it was the best decision of my life. And we're going to get ready to get out of here. Oh, I want to say happy birthday to all you July babies. I have a July baby. My son was born on the 4th of July. Happy birthday, Cameron. You know mom loves you. Yes, I do. I hope whatever you do, beloved, that you'll stay safe. Remember, keep up with the air quality alerts. I think the air is clearing up now. It depends on which way the wind blows. So take care of yourself. Take care of those who love you. Let those who you love know you love them, all right? God loves you. I love you too. But God loves you more and he loves you best. In that knowledge, beloved, rest and stay blessed. Join us, okay? The Sound of Life, United Methodist Church, the Reformed Church, the Christian Community Church, the AME Church, the AME Zion Church, Overcomer Ministries, and on, we're going to be together. Mr. Dr. Reverend Dr. Bishop and comedian Naheem Billups is going to be our master of ceremony, have a little humor in there. It's going to be off the chain, all right? Well, I'm time for me to get up out of here, all right? Happy Independence Day, USA. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Jesus is coming back. Yes, I want to leave you with that. Jesus is coming back. We're going to talk about that soon and very soon, too. Jordan Felice, have a blessed day, y'all. A blessed weekend.
Have you ever thought that the world has kind of lost its way? Crazy as it seems, yeah, I know it's gonna be okay. Ooh, yeah. It doesn't scare me, it's temporary. There's something better we got forever. And it won't be long, cause we know our hope is on the way. The way. So keep your head up. Gonna blow when the skies are gonna open.